Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, technical difficulties. Welcome to Chef and Math. This is Jessica, and we have Shay, my co-host, with me live.
Yay!
We are live at the downtown Reading station, KCNR 96.5 FM. Our phone number is 530-605-4566 or 67. Feel free to call in all night long. We'll be here for the next hour. Our lines will be open if you want to chat with us or have an opinion on anything we are speaking about tonight. Do you have anything to apologize for, producer?
Everything's fine.
Oh, yeah. I guess everything's fine.
Got a five-second lag there.
Tonight, we have lots to talk about. Newsom came to town, and we want to know what our county leadership thought about that. So we're just going to go ahead and jump right in there.
Haters going to hate.
So on December 16th, Governor Gavin Newsom visited Shasta College in Reading. He was unveiling the Master Plan for Career to Education, a statewide jobs initiative aimed at bridging the gap between rural and urban regions. The plan focuses on creating career pathways by connecting high school and college students with local employers through apprenticeships and job training programs in sectors such as education, healthcare, and renewable energy. You would think this would be a bipartisan effort and everyone would be excited about that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Unless you live in Shasta County. I think they hate Newsom more than they
love their people.
Love the people.
Yeah. I actually heard about this several months ago because I attended a online, virtual with Tony Thurman, I think. And he was talking about, the same thing. They're dumping a bunch of money into these programs to teach kids real skills, because not everyone is college bound.
Right.
I have a son that is going to be doing an apprenticeship program. He wants to become a plumber. He doesn't want to do traditional college either, so trade school it is for him.
Yep.
And I'm equally proud of him.
Yeah, it's great.
He's going to be raking in big money.
Yeah. There's a lot of money to be had there for sure.
Yeah, and our trades need more people.
And it used to be that you would just get on the job training, but that doesn't happen anymore like it used to. Apprenticeships and things don't happen anymore. I'm not sure why, but yeah.
Especially in our rural community, because one thing I learned when I was listening into that live event with Tony Thurman in Sacramento, they didn't, when they gave us the website to search for opportunities in our counties, I went, and guess what? There was nothing in Shasta County.
Yeah, of course.
Very, very little apprenticeship opportunities, trade school opportunities. And so I did email them right afterwards, and I said that, I was hoping to hear more about what could happen
in
rural California.
Yeah, you can't win for losing. It doesn't matter. If the money comes here and we can utilize it, it's going to be amazing for our community. But as far as politically, Newsom's never going to win here. So, like, they do these surveys and things to try to find out what the communities need. And I know our conservative people in this community are saying these things because I've sat in a million board meetings where parents are saying, we need trade schools for our kids. We need more on-the-job training for our kids and career pathways. And we've started doing that within the public school system as well. But because it was Newsom delivering that information, immediately people were shut off to it, like our own Kevin Cry.
Yeah, so definitely it elicited mixed reactions from our local leadership.
Yeah.
David Rickard was quoted as saying he expressed a disappointment, stating that the county was not engaged or coordinated with for the announcement. He emphasized the importance of collaboration between state and local governments and noted that the county was not informed about the event until after it occurred. Also, Kevin Cry, our supervisor, criticized the lack of communication from the governor's office.
Which was literally a copy and paste from MoDOT County. But, I mean, it's clearly a political press release.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The letters looked exactly the same.
Yeah. Yep.
But thankfully, we have one supervisor who acted like a true leader, in my opinion.
Well, before you get to that.
Oh, yeah. Before I get to that.
Yeah, I wanted to read from Kevin Cry's live stream what he had to say.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we can describe
kind of give you the contrast. So A constituent asked, is the county going to apply for the job grants that Newsom's putting out? It would be helpful to citizens who are in need of work. Kevin Cry says, grants? ? There are so many jobs available in this county, good paying jobs at that. I have college students who are working 50 plus hours a week getting so far ahead. The constituent then says, $120 million is up for grabs, would do the community some good. Kevin Cry then says, what would do the community good is for people who try and suck off the system to get a job, support their families, and raise their kids to do the same.
Wow. And we're gonna post this screenshot on our Facebook page
yeah.
so you can see what we're dealing with here. Because, I mean, it's personally insulting to me. I want more opportunities for my son who's about to graduate from high school and
yeah.
he wants to go to trade school.
Yep. Yep.
Get off your, what did he say?
He said, what would do the county good is for people who try and suck off the system to get a job, support their families, and raise their kids to do the
same.
Right,
because I've been working since I was 16 years old. Never been on unemployment in my entire life.
Nope, me either. Not, I never, never collected an ounce of welfare. And
this is genius coming from a man who made millions of dollars this last year off of what?
Yeah.
Our taxpayers'
tax
money.
Tax dollars. Mm-hmm.
What's the funding called?
the
grant. The
community
the COVID,
schools funding?
No, COVID
grants.
Yeah, COVID grants. Mm-hmm. So for those of you that don't
COVID
know.
COVID relief grants.
Kevin Cry had contracts with numerous, at one point he said over 30 school districts.
Yep. For his ninja coalition. Yeah.
For his ninja coalition to literally bring students from school to his gym and made millions of dollars on our taxpayers' money from that COVID funding that was supposed to be meant to bridge the gaps in kids' education.
That
so
sounds
him,
like sucking off the system to me.
It sounds like sucking off the system, like corporate greed.
Yep.
So, I mean,
but
honestly, it infuriates
me. Typical gaslighting by Kevin Cry.
It is, but it's infuriating.
It's
that's
very
not
infuriating.
A little bit of money.
No.
That's a lot of money.
It's a crap ton of money. And, so here we are. But what a good leader does, thank God, Matt Plummer was elected. And sadly, we lost Mary Rickert in the latest election. So we're kind of back to square one with three folks that are probably going to continue down this path of destruction.
Right. But I have high hopes for Matt Plummer, who did a good job, obviously. He was invited.
Yes, he was invited.
He was invited to do some speech.
I think they were all given the notice, but they had to reply in a very short amount of time.
Well, he attended.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he expressed enthusiasm about the governor's focus on building educational pathways, even though he doesn't agree with him politically.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about, his quote was, Governor Newsom came to Reading today for an event at Shasta College focused on building education. And he just talks about needing to work together and being really positive. I'm going to let you listen, actually, to his speech right now.
As many of you probably heard, Governor Gavin Newsom came to Shasta County, did an event at Shasta College. As far as I know, this is pretty unprecedented for the governor of California to come up here and do an event. So a pretty unique event. This was focused on the education to career pathway K-16 and really focused on the Shasta College programs that empower people to go into careers and quickly get the training they need to jump into the jobs that we need and have vacancies here, and their broader regional initiative called North State Together. This is a really exciting piece of work that I have been talking about for the last year or so, in that I think we can become a hub here in Shasta County for training these trades, people to be in the trades, to be in healthcare at the nursing level in particular, and for education, fire suppression, a number of these other more hands-on jobs. And so I was excited to see that the governor was highlighting this and was glad to accept an invite to go and attend this event and ultimately to be behind the governor during this event. Now, that's where there is potentially some controversy. The county has issued a statement expressing their disappointment that other elected officials were not invited to this event. And, you know, to be honest, I don't know why I was invited to this event. I was invited by the office of the governor, as well as, I guess, other attendees. I don't know the reason for that, but I will say that this is consistent with what I said over the last year and a half, which is that Shasta County needs to turn the page on our strategy for working with the state. We have had one of just essentially giving the state the middle finger and hoping that that will be sufficient to force our way on Sacramento. And what we have found in return is that not only does it not work, but the state often then in return tries to punish us or write legislation specifically to keep us from doing what we would like to do. What I suggested is that we can have as many disagreements with Sacramento as we want, which I have many, but that we should focus on building a relationship with them where we can help them understand the unique aspects of our life here in Shasta County and how legislation designed for Los Angeles or for San Francisco might not work here, and that we should try to influence them through relationship rather than through constant criticism and taking every opportunity to basically attack them. And so that has been my stance, and I appreciated the opportunity to be invited today because I believe it is a step in that direction that Shasta County can, through relationship with the state, offer some insight into our way of life and education there. And so hopefully this is one of many opportunities that I and the Shasta County Board of Supervisors will have to interact with the state and work on important initiatives. I would hope that the rest of the county would join me in shifting our posture towards one of relationship and influence through relationship rather than through criticism.
Boom.
Boom.
We have to go to break. When we come back, we'll dissect what he just said. Be right back.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Shasta and Mass. This is Jessica and Shay, and we are live downtown at the KCNR radio station, 96.5 FM. And our lines are open, 530-605-4566 and 67. Give us a call, and let's talk about this Newsom debacle.
Newsom came to town like Santa Claus.
Yeah. We were trying to think of a song earlier. We started singing it. So if you have a, if you can come up with a jolly for us,
yeah,
let us know. But yeah. So what do you think about, his plumbers?
What Matt had to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, working with the state instead of giving the middle finger obviously is a better choice.
Yes.
With anything, you know, I'm honestly exhausted by all of it. I listen to the Board of Supervisors meetings. I attend school board meetings. And you look at how a lot of these extremists in the area, because again, we're,
right,
you know, Shasta Unmasked talking about extremism. These people are extreme in their beliefs.
Right.
And when you can't get past your own personal propaganda in order to do what's right for your constituents,
right,
it's time for you to start a podcast.
Yes, and step away from
public service.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's time for you to go do your, you know, your political stuff somewhere else. Be an opinion blog or whatever.
Right.
But you're not the right person to lead a community when you say things like the community needs to pick themselves up by the bootstraps, stop sucking off the teat of the state.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get that. We're talking about education. This
right.
is an education opportunity for
right.
our kids.
Yeah.
This is not a handout.
Right.
This is a grant program so that our kids can have a stepping stone to go into the workforce.
Right.
So you can give the middle finger, Kevin. You can do that and say, we're not going to accept these grants or we're not even going to apply for them. And what are you doing? But I mean, that's the epitome of cutting off your nose
yes.
to spite your face.
That's exactly what was going through
yeah.
my head earlier. Those were the exact words.
Yeah. We hate Newsom so much
yeah.
that our community will be behind us when we say we won't accept this money.
Right.
This is like Jackie LaBarbera
yeah.
saying, we don't want community schools grants.
Right.
No.
Or they didn't want the Zuckerberg funds to build a new, elections office.
Yeah.
Because somewhere down the line, Mark Zuckerberg donated money to the organization that was giving the grant.
Okay.
Even though our elections office earned the grant for their great work.
Right.
But no.
Yeah.
Millions and millions of dollars would have not been accepted if it was for these extremists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have continued to fight against them for years now.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I'm getting exhausted.
I'm exhausted
by this stuff.
Too. And after this, we get to go to a board meeting.
Yep.
A school board meeting in Anderson Union High School District
yeah.
where we're going to pay close attention to what happens there.
Yeah.
Because there's
one
more.
One of them, again, this is all about power and control, right?
Right.
Because Jackie LaBarbera was elected, you know, and rightfully so, elected. She ran her campaign.
Right.
She was elected and to serve on the SCOE school board, but that wasn't enough for her. She now wants to maintain both positions on both boards, which by law and by ed code, she cannot do.
Right. And just for people that don't understand the acronyms,
mm-hmm.
one is the County Board of Education, and she currently sits on the Anderson Union mm-hmm. High School District Board.
Right. Which are in direct conflict of each other.
Which have contracts together.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot sign two contracts for each other. You cannot sign
right.
a contract for yourself against yourself.
Right. Yeah. But in regular Jackie LaBarbera fashion,
don't apply to her.
No. Rules don't apply to her. Laws don't apply to her. She's very narcissistic and egotistical, much like Mr. Kevin Kreis.
And a drama queen. I mean, honestly, that's what I feel like this is all about. It's all about, like,
attention,
let's put Jackie in the spotlight.
Attention.
Like we're doing right now. We probably shouldn't even be talking about her.
Right? Just stop it right now. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're there for kids,
yeah,
this is not
a thing.
First of all, you don't deny grants.
Yeah. I mean, you know, because you've worked with some of the, you know, kids that were struggling the most.
Yep.
And tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
About what the grant for this Newsom's grant could do for those kids.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, if this were paired with community schools, obviously, there are always kids who are going to fall through the cracks. Always. But at least there's some sort of safety net there for them, some way for them to get out of the hole that they're in. Right now, we have nothing. We don't have anything. I mean, the majority of our homeless population are kids that graduated from foster care.
Right.
And there's nowhere for them to go.
Right.
And I learned when I had a student probably 10, 12 years ago, she came to me at lunch one day and she asked if she could come stay at my home. And I had three boys living in my house at the time. And I said, no, honey, you can't live with me, but don't worry. Because she was living in her car. She was 17 years old and living in her car and living in the Holiday Market parking lot. And I said, we're going to go talk to your counselor. We'll get connected with the homeless liaison and we'll get you set up. And to my surprise, and I'd already worked in public education for 10, 12 years, we went after school. We sat down with the counselor and the counselor said, we don't have any resources for you. Like, you're too young to go to One Safe Place. You're too young to go to Good News Rescue Mission, and you're too old to go into the foster care system at 17.
Yeah.
So try to couch surf. Try to find a friend you can stay with. I mean, think about how vulnerable and scary and the, like, just the lack of hope that you would have as a 17-year-old female.
Right.
Living in your car.
Right. And then on the flip side, think about how much hope mm-hmm. it would give to a boy that maybe went to one of the alternative high schools mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. was in trouble constantly, that saw no mm-hmm. future for his life, that hated school so much he couldn't wait to get out, mm-hmm. and he decides he wants to drop out.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Now he can go to trade school because right. there's this great program
right.
where he can join with
yeah.
people that will teach him how to do a trade, and he will make more money than
mm-hmm.
any of his friends, and he'll feel
right.
good about himself and get right. to have a life.
And just be able to support himself. And that, again, cut off your nose to spite your face. What do they think these kids are going to do when they graduate if they have no options?
Right.
Many of these kids never leave Shasta County.
Right.
They've never been outside of Shasta County.
Right.
They don't even know what's offered in neighboring counties. And, you know, Sacramento is probably the closest place where you're going to find, like, trade school options. In bulk, you know, that's the closest city to us, big city. And so if you can't even afford to take care of yourself and you're living in a car, you're definitely not going to be able to make it in another place where you don't know anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, we just set our kids up for failure here. We have a high poverty rate. The best gift that we could give our kids is an education
right.
and an opportunity for education. And
anybody that's against that,
yeah,
I just can't even.
Yeah, like pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah.
But what if you don't have boots?
Yeah.
Now what do you do? Now that's just too bad.
Yeah.
Bummer for you because, you know, ideologically they feel like they're superior, and you know that's how I perceive Kevin Cry. Like he sits up there on that dais like he is superior to everyone else,
for
and
sure.
his decisions. Are the end all be all, and too bad for you if, you know, if you were unlucky enough to grow up in foster care.
Right.
Or even, I mean, we're talking about, this would help middle class families too. We're not just talking about the kids that are at the bottom of the barrel that we're trying to pull up. We're talking about middle class kids
mm-hmm.
who, like, when I went to sign my kids up for college, if my son would not have gotten a scholarship to go to UC Santa Barbara, there is no way I could have pulled that out of my pocket
right.
for him to go to school there. He was lucky enough that he had good enough grades and he had a stable enough life here in Shasta County with his mom and dad that he was able to, you know, to function through school.
Right.
He had a lot of support. And so he got a scholarship. But without that,
what was his scholarship for? Grades?
Yeah, without that, yeah. it would have been the armed forces with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Our producer on the way to the armed
right.
forces.
That's not why I've always wanted to join. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that is like a lot of people's thing is they
yeah.
don't think there's another
right.
way.
Like that's the only option. And then you look at our females and what is their option? Because right now they're talking about not allowing women to even go into the military again. So what are their options? Have babies, get married, find a guy who can take care of you, you know. Those are not realistic options. We should be promoting more than that for the girls in our community.
Right.
So, anyway, it's time for break.
It is time for break.
All right.
We'll be right back. I know. We'll be back.
got me thinking Christmas.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back to Shots and Mask. This is Jessica and Shay.
Hello.
We are live downtown at the Reading Studio, KCNR 96.5 FM, 530-605-4566 and 67. You're feeling lonely, so you should call us.
You're feeling lonely.
Well, just know that it is National Maple Syrup Day, so Canadians are going wild.
Heck yeah. Gosh.
And that is your cue to call us and talk to us about all the drama.
I knew I wanted to be a Canadian.
Or maple syrup, whichever you prefer. Oh, man.
Thanks for that.
Okay.
So the supervisors meeting is Thursday this week?
Yes.
Why did they do that?
Who knows?
They keep doing that.
They keep changing. Yeah. They keep changing the meeting and the time. They keep changing whether we're allowed to speak for 2 minutes or 3 minutes, depending on the king of Shasta County, Kevin Cry's decision that day. Mm-hmm. And this week, the meeting will be on Thursday at 5:30 p.m. And I did see on there that there is an item to approve a $2,650,000 settlement.
To someone. A legal settlement with someone?
Yeah, legal.
Who sued our county?
Yeah, but who would they be approving a $2,650,000 settlement to?
Where are they even going to get that money? Like, do we have that?
Oh my gosh.
In the coffers? That seems like a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. Who do they have to give that to? I would like to know. I think we will find out sometime soon.
Guesses? No, I wouldn't.
I have no idea. I don't even know. There's so many lawsuits going. I don't even know who that would be.
Yeah, no, me either.
But it will be quite interesting to find out because that is a gigantic lawsuit.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what's going on there.
How much you want to bet it's a friend of one of theirs?
Right? They have this very definitely incestual thing going on there with, and I say that in the nicest way.
All of our resources to their friends.
Yeah.
All of our friends and family.
Yep. Friends and family. Good old boys network. And speaking of that, we now that Mary's gone, we are back to an all male board.
Right.
For our supervisors. And for me.
Disappointing.
It's disappointing. It's sad for me because I feel like we're not being represented.
No.
Like as females, those men showed us how they feel about women.
Right.
I mean, with the exception of Tim Garman,
mm-hmm.
who was respectful. But the rest of them, they showed us exactly who they were when it came to Mary Rickert. And it worked. Just like with Trump, it worked. And I wanted to share this because I thought it was really sad. This is an excerpt from a 16-year-old girl who wrote into like the New York Times. And she says, I'm 16, and on November 5th, the girls cried and the boys played Minecraft. And her name's Naomi Bainart.
Aww.
Yeah, it was from the New York Times. So it says, on the morning after the election, I walked up to the staircase of my school. A preteen was crying into the shoulders of her braces-clad peer. Her friend was rubbing circles on her back. I continued up the stairs to the lounge where upperclassmen linger before classes. There I saw two tables. One was filled with my girlfriends, many of them with hollows under their eyes. There was a blanket of despair over the young women in the room. I looked over to the other table of teenage boys and saw Minecraft on their computers. While we were gasping for breath, it seemed they were breathing freely. We girls woke up to a country that would rather elect a man found liable for sexual abuse than vote for a woman. Where the kind of man my mother instructs me to cross the street to avoid will be addressed as Mr. President.
Ugh.
Where the body I haven't fully grown into may no longer be under my control. The boys, it seemed to me, just woke up on a Wednesday. What made my skin burn most wasn't that over 75 million people voted for Donald Trump. It was that this election didn't seem to measurably change anything for the boys around me, whether their parents supported Mr. Trump or not. Many of them didn't seem to share our rage, our fear, our despair. We don't even share the same future. I'm scared that the Trump administration will take away or restrict birth control and Plan B the same way they did abortion. I'm scared that the boys I know will see in a triumphant, boastful Trump the epitome of a manly man and model themselves after him. I was 8 years old the first time he was elected. Now I'm 16. I'm still unable to vote, but I'm so much more aware of what I have to lose. On Wednesday, I was flushed with anger, but it was diluted by an even stronger feeling, defeat. I saw it in the eyes of women.
Hmm.
So, and this is very much, I mean, that's a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I'm a 46-year-old woman.
Right.
And we feel very much the same way. I mean, I can empathize exactly with how she's feeling. And like, that this election cycle all across the board in our local community and nationwide felt very much like women do not matter.
Right.
Like we are second-class citizens. Our vote doesn't matter, our voice doesn't matter, and certainly we're not able to lead, right?
Right.
We can't be leaders because we're seen as weak or just, I don't even, for me it's more than even just weak, it's like non-existent. Like our opinion just doesn't matter. And that's very...
I think they're terrified.
Right?
They're terrified of what would happen if women ran the country. I
think that they needed to put us back in our place.
Yeah.
I think we have made leaps and bounds over the last 40 or 50 years. You know, we have grown in our own selves and had our, you know, mothers that were born, like my mom was born during the civil rights movement.
Right.
And I know that the year I was born was the same year that women were allowed to get an electrical bill in their own name,
right.
Or, you know, a credit card in their own name, couldn't open a bank account without a man. And that was the year I was born changed, that law changed. And now we're going backwards.
Right.
And I definitely feel it in our local community. And I think that Trump being president again is just kind of the icing on the cake of a bigger picture that we need to be pushed back down. Like, you guys need to slow your roll. we don't want you in this realm. And the GOP just flipped, like, the whole House is all males now.
Yep.
All men on the GOP side. Yeah. Not a single female representing the Republican Party. And what I find really difficult is that there are so many Republican women that are okay with that.
Right.
Or at least outwardly they're okay with it. I don't know.
I mean, they're obviously voting for Trump also.
Yeah.
against their own interests, which is the craziest thing to me. I feel like we were talking earlier, I was telling you about my idea to have a one of our episodes every month to be a youth episode where we have youth from all sides of the aisle that are creating their own show to talk about politics, local politics, and their opinions and views. And part of that, part of me wanting to do that is for that reason, to talk about who you're voting for and why. What are your interests?
Right.
if you're, for example, an 18-year-old young man that's coming from a single mother that's been on welfare to get you raised, and now you're having to use a Pell Grant to go to school, and you can't go to university because your mom can't afford it, you probably shouldn't be voting for someone that doesn't want any of those services. And, like, what does that mean?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that people actually understand, what does it mean to choose somebody that you want to vote for? Instead of just picking who they think sounds best or who their parents.
Well, it's almost like a...
we need more better educated voters, I guess.
Yeah.
We need this new generation to...
educated and engaged.
Yeah, to educate themselves.
And to really, really look at the fact that it matters. That, you know, it matters if you are not educated and you're just voting on pop culture or like a cult figure. Please stay home. Don't vote.
You some know? People, some people believe that it doesn't matter if you vote because they think that both sides are controlled by big business and that it doesn't really matter which side it is. They're all going to do what's in the best interest of big business. And I kind of tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
Which is why I think that one of the first things that needs to be done is to take money out of politics.
Yeah.
I think we need to get rid of super PACs.
Yes. The laws that have been passed over the last 40 years are 100% in favor of corporate America and do not favor the little peons like us, for sure. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on.
Right.
And those laws are being passed on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way that we really can make a difference is if we stop fighting over culture wars and imaginary problems and start working.
And let live.
Yes. And really, you know, like Matt Plummer said, we can't just give the middle finger to each other.
No.
We have to be able to sit down and talk.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, sorry. Stop giving me the middle finger.
I don't give middle finger.
But, you know, I mean, we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it for sure. And when I get super hyphy, I definitely am like, I don't even want to hear what the other person has to say. Yep. I'm guilty of that for sure. But at the end of the day, I want my community. I worked with kids for years whose parents would never agree with my political stances, but I was always rooting for my kids. It didn't matter where they were on that spectrum. You know, I was always rooting for my kids, always wanted my students to do the best they could and to succeed in life. Because what does that say about me? Like, I'm part of that path.
Right.
I'm part of that process. And if they're not successful, I'm not doing a very good job in my world, you know, as their teacher. So, and as their coach and as their mentor. So I don't know. It's getting very depressing. And I feel like we're kind of at a precipice where it's either going to go real south real quick, or this is going to be a wake up call where we all realize that the people at the tippy top do not care about us, and they don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, call yourself whatever you want. If you make less than in the millions and the trillions, they don't care about you.
Right.
The laws are not being made for you.
Right.
And so, and that's why it's so important that here in our local community that we have people that are working for us, not for an agenda, not for their own ideology, religion, or political reasons, but for our community.
Right.
And I do not see that right now.
No, people that care about whether or not there's a conflict of interest.
Mm-hmm.
People that are going to stand up and say, I'm sorry, I can't vote for this thing because I have a conflict of interest.
Right, yeah.
Or I'm sorry, I can't be on two boards because that's the right thing to do.
Right, instead of...
instead of my constitutional rights, don't say I can't.
I'm a sovereign citizen. yeah, I'm so tired of the entitlement of those folks are just... And many people don't even know that this is going on. Like,
right.
And that's what we talked about, like being informed. Really, please follow what's happening with our supervisors and in our city council meetings and school board meetings. If you're not paying attention, it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
And if you have kids or grandkids that are coming up, or you're a student yourself, you should be paying attention.
And this is a good time. We have to take a break, but I also wanted to say it's a good time to announce that I just now decided that we are looking for a volunteer to help us with our social media.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have a lot of information to get out, and Shay and I and
Ashley
are slam-bammed with so much stuff, and we do this all by ourselves for no money, and we need help. So if you're interested in volunteering to help us with our social media, if you're a young person that especially likes TikToks,
if you know a young person.
We have our TikToks get great traction, but we just don't have the time to make them all the time.
Yeah.
And we also want to be spinning out all
And we're kind of old and we don't get
speak for yourself.
Yeah, I know. You're way better at it than I am. Much better. I've never made a granny. I've never made a TikTok. And I am a granny. That's sad.
Message us on Facebook or our TikTok if you're that young. That you don't have Facebook, or you can email us at shassaandmast@gmail.com. We would take anyone's help at this point. We are going to go to break right now. Take us away, producer.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden. Jansen Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Ben Asner. A lovely, enchanting interview.
Conversation.
It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Mission Impossible. We're back with Shasta Unmasked KCNR, Downtown Reading, 96.5 FM. This is your last chance to talk to us tonight. 530-605-4566 or 67. Call in. Chat with us about everything we've been speaking about.
Otherwise, we're just talking to Ben.
Yeah.
which isn't a bad thing.
give us some sound effects.
Yeah, man. Where's our wah-wah?
Okay, I'll give you a sec.
Okay.
I just want to give a quick shout-out to my friends Sean and Lisa Ferguson, who had their Churifico truck. So their Churro truck was at Shasta County Office of Ed today to... for the annual Christmas party for foster kids and families. So just want to give a shout out to them. They do a lot for our community. And
that is amazing. Shout out.
Boop. Thanks, Sean and Lisa.
Yes, thank you. So just a little recap. We have how many minutes left? 10 minutes left exactly.
Ooh.
Reminder that the Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting is at 5:30 on Thursday this week. Show up. It's the last meeting of the year.
And no excuses this time because it's in the evening.
It's in the evening. It's Mary Rickert's last meeting. Please come and show your appreciation for her.
Yes,
let's give her a warm welcome as she exits and retires from county leadership. She is going to be missed greatly.
Yes.
And get to spend some great time with her, just family well deserved as well.
Yeah.
And also we can say good riddance to Patrick Jones.
Bye.
Do we have some good music?
Well, we need an outro for him.
Yeah.
That's gotta be a lot better than that. Like, hit the road, Jack.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Find that one. We'll say it again in a minute.
Hit the road, Jack.
I halfway thought about bringing a boombox and just playing. I don't care if I get arrested.
See, you're showing your age.
Unrelated.
Boombox.
But I saw this video of this guy in the dorm room at a college walking around with a boombox playing the Apple alarm sound at 5 a.m. in the morning. Evil.
Okay, this is totally off topic, but one time, so I host exchange students, for those of you that don't know. I used to. It's been a while, but I hosted a Muslim student from Pakistan, and actually she's here right now in Lakehead. She's visiting for Christmas.
Cool.
And it's been almost 10 years since we've seen each other, and she's going to be here for Christmas Eve. And when she left, she had her phone in her bedroom, and it was set for prayer times 5 times a night.
Oh yeah.
Yes. And in the middle of the night, this prayer music goes off, and it was like and yeah. I almost had a heart attack. I was like, what is that? Yeah. And then I had to go hunt for the phone and bring it back. Yes. But anyways, totally off topic.
I was surprised a lot by some of the cultural things that my exchange student did as well. Yeah. Very cool experience, though, if anybody's interested in
listening. By the way. Shout out to Jessica French, who brings
exchange students. Yes. If you're interested in that, I will tell you, my own personal experience was amazing with having an exchange student. Changed my life, changed the lives of my children.
Yes.
And I think it's an absolutely honorable thing to do.
It is. And we're still looking for 3 families for 3 Malaysian kids that are arriving in January and staying until June. So nice. Definitely.
Well, just think, when foreigners host Americans as exchange students, they have to wonder why they're yelling at every star is a UFO. It's bad but true.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so if you happen to make it tonight, in about 7 minutes, the Anderson Union High School District meeting is starting.
Yeah,
oh, wait, did it already start?
Oh.
What time does it start?
Did it start at 6?
I don't know.
I didn't check the agenda.
But anyways, we are going after this, so we can see you there if you want to head over.
We'll be there.
What else is going on this week?
We do have high hopes, I will say that, for Corky Harmon to join the supervisor team.
Yes, the county team. The county team.
Yes, and I hope Corky is listening to his constituents and not to a small vocal group of extremists when he's making decisions at the dais. I really hope so.
I hope that he stays true to what he said, because at one point he did say, when they were talking about the Fountain Wind project, which he was for and supported until he realized that the community didn't want it. And he said he was going to go against his own personal beliefs for what the community wanted. So I hope he stays true to that, because I'm not going to forget those words.
Yeah.
And I will pull them out if I have to.
Right? Yeah.
So do what's best for the county, Corky. Let's move past this election fraud BS.
Oh, my gosh. How many years has this been going on? And nobody has any proof that there's any election fraud, but we're going to keep it going.
We're at the precipice, they say.
The precipice, right. Yeah.
Right there. But we need to shut down that election conspiracy BS. We need to shut down the election committee, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And the
Patty Plum Committee.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we need to move on to real county business and start healing our community.
Stop with the pretend problems.
Yes. So I hope the rest of the supervisors take some leadership skills from Matt Plummer. Start moving that direction. Start working together.
Mm-hmm.
Stop bringing your personal agendas and your personal biases to our county, please.
Mm-hmm.
Let's heal us and move forward.
Yes. If you're working for an outside entity, an outside group, an outside political agenda force, you're not doing what's right for our community.
Right.
And we love Shasta County, and I don't care where you come from or what you believe in. I love our community, and we want what's best for our community. And I think the majority of folks who live in this community want the same.
We do.
There's just a small group that shows up to all the meetings shouting ridiculousness.
We all agree that homelessness, drug addiction, public safety, and our kids' education are the most important things.
Yeah.
So let's focus on that.
Let's just focus
on that. Forget everything else, please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're on the board, you can't be making money off of those things either.
No, please.
Can we just start with that?
Yeah, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. I think we summed it all up.
Gosh dang. It sounds like a Mission Impossible.
Does it?
It does sound like a Mission Impossible.
Mm.
Producer.
Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you for listening to Shasta Unmasked. Are we done?
We're off.
We actually have a good meeting.
Oh, shoot.
We have
4 minutes.
Mission
Impossible.
Possible. Mission possible.
Okay. Mission might be possible.
Oh.
Give or take four years.
Yeah.
Ooh. That was a good one.
That was good.
Okay. Well, we do have 4 minutes. What else can we spew out real quick? What other exciting things?
Did you spy the agenda tonight for the AUHSD?
No.
No, I didn't either. I haven't even looked
Not
at it
yet. I will. I'll ask ChatGTP to read it to me while I'm driving.
Right. Thanks, ChatGPT.
We love ChatGPT, by the way.
That's a beautiful thing.
If you're anti-AI, you should start, looking into it a little bit more, because it's very helpful for some things.
It really is.
People who are anti-AI have AI create the argument against AI for them.
Exactly. Precisely. That's exactly what's happening.
Yep.
I was teaching my son how to use AI for research the other night,
and
it was very helpful, and his mind was blown.
Oh, yeah. My son will call me literally almost in tears from his university, and then I say, ask ChatGPT to explain it to you like you're in seventh grade.
Yeah.
And he does it, and then he calls me back 2 hours later, and he's like, I did it. I got it done. It was super helpful.
Yeah.
It's helping me pick jobs that will not make me hate my life while I'm in the Air Force.
Yeah. See? Yeah. Great. I think it's a great resource if used properly.
Oh, last time we were here, we were talking about how ChatGTP could be a therapy session. Did you work that
Yes,
out?
I remember when you
did
spoke
you try
about
it?
That. Wow, we don't talk about therapy.
Personal, confidential.
Well, I will just admit that I use ChatGPT for therapy sometimes.
You do?
I'll tell you how if you don't All know. Right. I'll tell you what I do.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm pretty optimistic about our county. It seems like when we first strolled in here, it felt like a Mission Impossible. But now, I don't know. I'm feeling a little bit more hopeful.
All we can do is be hopeful and keep grinding.
By the end of the night, I probably won't feel that way anymore.
Keep grinding. We're going to head out to that AUHSD school board meeting.
So
roll tide.
We'll talk to you next week on Shasta Unmasked.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.